Hot Country 103.5. So glad you're tuned in. It's Jody Melody, and we had a chance to catch up with Joss Council talking about a big event coming up on September 20th, the My Big Fat Dog Wedding with Good Robot.
Good morning, Josh speaking.
Hey, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
It's Jody and Melody.
Good morning, Jody and Melody. How are we?
Oh, we are just fine.
Yeah.
Not as fine as all of those that will be in attendance at Halifax's very first dog wedding.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
September 20th.
Yeah, September 20th. This is going to be a really big day in Halifax history. I got to ask, are you going to be officiating this wedding?
No, I determined that there is a much funnier guy named Dan Hendrickson. He's a local comedian and comic legend.
Oh,
he'll
wow.
be our officiant.
Okay. But you are part of Good Robot.
I am the corporate overlord, yes.
The corporate overlord.
Wow. I love that
okay,
title.
We've got corporate overlords here as well, but but none of them will ever admit to someone else being funnier than them.
Oh.
Time for
a humility lesson, yes. I suppose.
I got to ask, Josh, how did you come up with this concept? We'll talk about just the concept first and then what it's for, because it's just this awesome idea. But, like, how did this even... Who's like, hey, you know what we should do for charity? A dog wedding.
Yeah, I didn't get a lot of attention as a child. this seemed like a great way to do that.
It all makes sense.
I mean... It's funny, we celebrated our 10th birthday this year, and our customers and guests have really grown up with us.
Yeah.
And there comes a point in your late 30s and 40s where you're spending less and less time with friends. And one thing I noticed is weddings always give people an excuse to get together.
Yeah.
This is true.
You have a limited pool of friends, or at least I do. You guys are much more popular. So once you run out of friends... How do you get your friends together? And there's a lot of dogs. And you can also go to a wedding without knowing the bride and groom. For just $10 gets you into a wedding, and $5 of that goes to Fly With Me Animal Rescue, and $5 gets you a beer.
Yes, I
Good
love
deal.
This. See, the way that I made friends is have babies, and this is much better for my pelvic floor. So,
I had a vasectomy, so I'm afraid we're in the same boat.
I love this so much. I think it's such a great idea, and also the public gets to pick which canine couple gets to walk down the aisle. I don't even know how you decide.
Yeah.
So the voting ends on Friday.
That's right.
What time?
Oh, good question.
Oh.
I'll have to get back to you. I assume 11:59 Atlantic.
Okay, so you potentially have the whole day on Friday.
To get your votes in.
Yeah. You got to enter your dog. You got to cast your vote. It's at goodrobotbrewing.ca. You'll see it right there, the My Big Fat Dog Wedding. And that's also where you get your tickets.
Yes. You can submit your dog couple, write up a fun narrative about them. You know, we're not going to do background checks.
Okay.
So feel free to take liberties with the stories.
Well,
people
should be aware any old dog could be there. So if no background checks,
absolutely.
I mean, you don't know what doggies you're getting into.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've got an influencer dog couple on there right now who's dominating the competition.
No.
So make sure, right? You got to get your dogs on there today. Hassle your friends and family and community, maybe your softball coach. Get those votes in and, we'll validate your love of your pup through public affection.
I love this so much. And they're going to get all the pets,
bet. Oh, for sure they are.
You don't have to kiss the bride. You just, everyone goes up and just gives them a little scruff of the bride and groom, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we're going to have a dog market, too.
Yeah. So there's going to be a dog-friendly vendor market, food, drink specials for both humans and hounds. There's going to be a DJ, positive vibes, which there always are at Good Robot.
A few barks thrown in there.
Just a few, yeah.
A few barks. Not
no
too
bites.
Many, or you do get kicked out.
You know, Good Robot was the very first bar that I, the very first place that I ever went to have a drink in Halifax.
No kidding.
Yeah, this would have been probably right after you guys first opened, because I was living in New Brunswick at the time, and we were visiting a couple friends in Halifax. I was looking to move here, and I remember going and getting, I don't know what you call them, like, was it just the carafes, you know, the big jugs of...
Yeah, growlers.
That's what it is. Yes, the crawlers. And it was so exciting. It was just like, what am I just like carrying this old jug of beer
around?
Was
it rowdy in there that day?
No, it was wonderful. It always is. Just kidding, always just a good time at Good Robot and always good vibes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the growlers, not many people use them anymore because we now have a facility where we can all our products. But the North Enders had strong wrists for a period of time carrying those things around.
Back in the day. Strong wrists and lots of fedoras, but I'm so excited. So I can't wait to see which doggos get picked. I'm going to go enter my vote now. They're so cute. Oh my gosh. They're so cute.
Oh, they're amazing. Even if you don't go to the wedding, everyone should go online and check out the dogs and the stories behind them.
Yes. If you just need to feel good just for a moment, but if you want to feel good, you know, for a lasting moment, then help raise funds for this event. They're raising funds for Fly Away with Me Animal Rescue. It's a great cause. and a great venue. So check it out.
Yeah. Good Robot at the Commons on September 20th.
Thanks so much for giving us some time though, Josh.
Oh, that was so fun. The radio interviews are my favorite. I love it.
Oh,
awesome.
You're so good at them.
Appreciate
too.
That.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks,
thank
Josh.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, folks.
You too.
There's Chad and Hold My Beer. Talk Country 103.5.